And of a lot.
Yeah. It just be called a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about in a smaller area in the neighborhood where children play?
A park. Oh, yeah, a park, a field.
Would it be still called a lot, maybe?
Yeah, it could be called a lot.
Okay. And where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
A fountain.
And, okay, what are some small cars with two bucket seats called?
There's some small cars.
Yeah, well, what's a general term for all of them? I don't want brand names or anything. I don't want commercial names. But
I don't get the question, you know.
Okay, you know, these little cars, do you have a name for the little tiny ones that only have two seats? They're usually bucket seats.
Oh, just two seats for two passengers in the whole car, right? You don't want the car name? A sports car. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And how about the kind where you have to pull the seat over to get into the back seat?
Yeah, so commercial vehicle, something of a small car. It's not, well, it can be considered a sports car.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one, okay, now compared to that one, you might have be able to open all these doors to get in. You see what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, a four-door car, a sedan.
Okay. And would you call the one with two doors?
A sedan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, some two-door sedan.
Okay. What would you call a really large and pretentious sedan?
Station wagon. Not giving any brand names. A luxury car.
Yeah, okay, now are there any slang terms for referring to
a hog?
Anything else?
Deuce.
Yeah, can deuce. You tell me about what each of those means?
Yeah, a hog means a Cadillac. A deuce means an electric 225, you know, two deuces and a quarter. Mm-hmm. A 25 is a quarter, and what else you have? It's about all your slang names.
Okay, and can you describe a station wagon to me? You already mentioned that.
You know, describe it.
Describe it to me.
Well, it's just a large car with an extra back end to it, you know. Well, it's a fairly large car. It's really a luxury hearse.
Okay. What kind of car is it that has the top that comes down?
A convertible.
Okay. So what kind of small trucks might bring small items to your house?
A pickup truck.
Okay. How about the ones that are closed in?
A van.
And what might you take to the airport instead of a taxi?
You have your courtesy bus, your airport bus.
Okay, and what kinds of public transportation do they have here?
You have your city bus, your cabs. That's about all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your city bus and your cab.
Are the cabs considered public?
Yeah, they are.
Where's the speedometer on your car?
On the dashboard.
Okay, and does that refer to the entire thing that goes across?
Oh, you have a section within your dashboard, yeah. Not your clock and all that, just the section where you spin on with your hands and begin.
Okay, and what do you call the little place over on the right side?
Your glove box.
And what might you wrap around several maps to keep them together?
Rubber band.
Okay. And if you had a few sheets of paper, you might put a little metal thing on it?
A gem clip.
Okay. And where do you keep your spare tire?
In your trunk.
Okay. And what do you push with your foot to make the car go? The
accelerator pedal.
Okay. And how do you shift gears in a car without automatic transmission?
Without automatic transmission? Over the clutch.
What do you call the kind without?
A four-speed.
Okay, now are there different kinds of sticks?
Shift levels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you want, the name, something like that.
Okay, well, can you tell me about the different types of non-automatic transmission cars there are?
Oh, you want the names of the cars?
No, not necessarily brand names, but
your luxury cars, mostly. Now,